With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. 10 years ago, the Maryland General Assembly passed a clean energy law. It requires homeowners and businesses across the state to pay a little bit more on their electric bills to subsidize the creation of renewable energy. The state's Renewable Portfolio Standard has a virtuous goal: to boost the percentage of the state's energy generated in environmentally friendly ways from 10% today to 20% by the year 2022. But lawmakers included a loophole at the request of lobbyists for the paper industry. An industrial wood waste product, a tar-like liquid called black liquor, was included as a qualifying renewable energy source. As a result, today, the single largest recipient of these clean energy subsidies is not wind farms or companies with solar panels on their roofs, but out-of-state paper mills. About 45% of the state's renewable energy credits go to subsidize the burning of black liquor and wood waste, according to a 2013 report from the Maryland Public Service Commission. That's triple the financial support going to wind power and solar combined. And the paper mills did not have to invest in any new technologies to receive these millions of dollars a year in subsidies from Maryland ratepayers. The burning of this tar-like liquid to generate electricity has been a standard procedure at paper mills since the 1930s. Mike Tidwell is director of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network.
It is one of the most offensive subsidies to polluting companies in all of America. It is flat out an inappropriate, polar opposite of what clean electricity standards are all about.
Bill Pitcher is a lobbyist for Maryland's only paper factory, the Luke Paper Mill in Allegheny County. It receives about $350,000 a year in subsidies for burning black liquor. Another $4 million to $5 million a year goes to out-of-state paper factories. Pitcher argues that reusing a byproduct of manufacturing, wood waste, to generate electricity is environmentally beneficial, in part because it substitutes for burning some coal.
This is a clean technology. Our position is that, number one, it's not a pollutant at all, and number two, it doesn't add to the carbon situation because it's a carbon neutral process. It comes from trees, which absorbed carbon for however long they were growing.
It is not carbon neutral.
Amir Riaz is an assistant professor of mechanical engineering at the University of Maryland.
Any substance that releases carbon dioxide when it is burned, including black liquor, it contributes to global warming and is therefore harmful.
The Luke Paper Mill releases about 900,000 tons per year of carbon dioxide, according to an EPA report. Beyond this global warming pollution, the boiler at the Luke Mill that burns black liquor spews nearly 800 tons a year of soot-like particles that can trigger asthma and heart attacks. It is true that the paper mill reduces its burning of coal by about a third by instead burning black liquor. But according to EPA, black liquor is just as bad as coal in terms of releasing carbon dioxide when it is burned, and significantly worse than oil or natural gas. Bottom line, Maryland's clean energy law is liquored up. It's time for a dose of sobriety. A hearing in the House Economic Matters Committee is scheduled for tomorrow to discuss pulling black liquor from the Renewable Fuels Cabinet. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
Yeah, they say black corn liquor put a man in an early grave. Yeah, they say black corn liquor put a man. If you're gonna die something, you might as well choose your way. Choose my way. Work 2 days for a dollar. Wear a